请坐。还有精神吗
？Everyone awake？
还可以吗
？Everyone's there? Good。
我想要放一段，就是我孩子写的歌给我。
I want to play the video of the clip, the song that my children wrote.
你知道他们真的很奇妙。
You know they're amazing.
因为我每一天在家里面，我都没发现他们在偷偷写歌。
Because every day I live with them, I didn't realize they were secretly writing the song.
我只是觉得很奇怪，为什么他们常常在房间里面，然后突然听到我声音，他们就全部把东西开始收到旁边。
And then just really strange because I walk into their room and suddenly they have to pack things away.
那因为他们其实本来每一天就会练琴。
Because every day they practice their piano.
所以我在听他们弹琴的时候，我不会觉得很奇怪。
So when they play piano, I don't feel it's a strange thing.
他们就这样子默默的一个月，偷偷的写出这首歌来。
So secretly for a whole month, they wrote the song.
那我的大女儿她不只是会录音，然后她还会剪片。
My older daughter not only she can record the songs, she can also edit.
她为了准备这个影片呢，她自己去找她小时候。我们所有相本里面的影片。
So she also look at all the photos taken when they were younger.
有很多他小时候他根本不会记得的画面。
A lot of memories that she wouldn't even remember.
但是我们都因为有录影下来。
Because we recorded it.
所以他就一个一个看。
So she'll look at it.
他看完之后，他非常非常感受到爱。
So after even viewing the recordings when she was younger,
因为孩子小时候其实有很多事情他们不会记得。
A lot of times the children don't have memories.
但是因着这些影片，他们突然感受到回到了那个他从来有点陌生的环境。
Through the video clips, she actually recalled back into something that she actually doesn't remember.
她看到父母亲在那个时间点对她所做的每一件事情。
She can see that the parents what they've done to her in that moment.
所以她在那个里面剪片的时候，她里面是非常感受到被爱的。
So even while she was editing all these memories, she felt so loved.
所以我鼓励所有在座的父母。
So encourage all the parents.
每一年一定要有一次的机会带着孩子出去玩。
Every year, please take your children out to play.
不管他的年纪大小多大多小。
No matter how old they are.
尽量照相。
Take photos.
反正现在是用手机就可以照相。
Nowadays it's so convenient. We have phones.
然后把每一年都把它归纳起来。
Category each year.
然后每一年大家有一个过年的时间坐下来看每一张照片。
Every year, get sit together and recall what happened.
你知道小时候我们带他们去过很多不同的 Disney.
You know, when they were young, we took them to many different Disney.
他们完全不记得。
And they have no memory.
他们知道有去过 Disney.
They know they've been.
然后我就会一张照片一张照片带着他们，然后说我们去到这个，然后玩什么玩什么，他们就记忆越来越清楚。
And then I'll show them the photos. We here, we went there, and then this is what we did. So the memory is reinforced.
所以他们每一年都在期待接下来我们要去哪里。
So every year they anticipate what's coming next year.
因为他们最爱的是家。
Because they love most is the family.
他们不想要离开家。
They don't want to leave the home.
我的大女儿已经在两年，她就准备要出国念书。
My daughter in 2 years time will go overseas to study.
她现在非常挣扎。
She's really struggling.
我的二女儿直接跟我说，她绝对不出国念书。
And my second daughter already told me I'm not going to go
overseas. 所以她要非常努力的念书，要考过台湾的考试。
So she studied very hard so she can get good grades in Taiwan.
他们都不想要出去。
They don't want to leave home.
因为他们感受到非常的被爱。
They felt so loved.
你知道很多时候父母亲是会有当时候走过的记忆。
You know, parents, we have memories.
但是孩子们记忆非常模糊。
The kids might not have good memories.
每一年把照片拿出来。
Every year, take out the photos.
再一次跟他们讲说我们曾经有过的精心时刻。
To recall all these precious quality time that you spent together.
他们再次被提醒他们是怎么被爱的。
They're reminded again that they are so loved.
他们会把他们的爱给你。
So they will respond with their love.
好吧，我们一起来看这段影片。
Let's look at the clips.
我那时候有点年轻啊。
I was a bit young back then.
准备了，准备了。
下这份人物。
再次把掌声归给我们神好吗
？Let's clap and give God praise.
好，我没有要讲这一篇。
We're not going to talk about this topic.
我们再看看晚上要不要往那边走。
Maybe we'll talk about it tonight.
好吧，我们先回到刚刚上一个 PPT.
Let's go back to the previous PowerPoint.
你知道，在这个地上是可以在地如在天的。
You know that on earth we can live on earth as if it's in heaven.
你怎么赋予爱的筹码？有一天这些爱是会回来的。
You know the love that you have given, one day it will return to you.
永远不要跟别人计较你付出了多少。
Do not count what you have given to others.
因为当你计较的时候，你就不会得着你想要的。
If you're counting and you will never get what you wanted.
如果神都全然的把他儿子给我们，为什么我不能全然的给我们的家人，给我们所爱的朋友？
God has given him all of himself to us, and why can't we give all of ourselves to our family, to our friends?
我仍然记得，在这三个孩子小的时候，我们几乎没有一天晚上能够睡觉的。
I remember that with the three young kids, there's no one night that we can properly sleep.
这整个时间拉长将近十年。
It took about whole 10 years.
而在每一个夜晚的里面。我渴望我的太太能够睡觉，而我起来。
Every night, I hope that my wife can sleep, so I will get up.
所以我都用我最大的力量，在半夜的时候哄孩子，让我的太太能够休息。
So I'll do my best effort to wake up in the middle of the night to care for the babies.
但是我不是马，不是我的，我就一直是这个样子的。
But I wasn't like this in the beginning.
我还记得我第一个孩子的时候，我完全不是这样。
My first child, I wasn't like that.
因为晚上非常难带。
It's very hard to care for them. A little noise and the baby will wake up.
所以那个时候，我常常就跟我太太讲说，明天我七点还要服侍。
I'll tell my wife, I'm going to wake up tomorrow 7 to serve.
我今天晚上我真的没有办法。
I can't do it tonight.
我太太那时候已经快要burn out，因为她从白天到夜晚都要这样带。
My wife is burning out because she had to do that from all day and then all night.
所以我们两个人压力都很大。
We're a lot of pressure.
但是在我里面有一个想法。
I have a thought.
你是一个全职妈妈。
You're a full-time mom.
我在外面服侍神。
I'm serving God.
你好好带小孩就好了。
Just look after kids.
不要让我拦阻了我服侍神的机会。
Don't stop me from serving God.
但是当我回到家的时候，我就跟我太太说这样的话。
And I will tell that to my wife.
你知道我现在我当时讲出这样的话对我的太太有多伤？
You know how hurtful that is to say that to my wife?
甚至我生气到一个程度的时候，我在半夜我会起来说，把你的孩子管好。
I was so angry. This is middle of the night. I yelled at her and said, "Look after your kid."
我的太太就走到我的面前说，这是你的孩子，也是我的孩子。
My wife had to come to me in front of me and tell me, "This is my child. This is also your child."
今天你可以做起一个爸爸的责任，也能够来帮忙吗？
Can you fulfill the role of a dad and help?
哇，那时候我还说当爸爸很简单啦。
I'll say it's easy to be a dad.
妈妈天天在家里，你看都不用服侍教会那么多密密麻麻复杂的事情。
It's so easy to be a mom at home. Look at me, I'm serving all these complex ministries.
我太太就说今天我们交换一天。
And then my wife will say, let's exchange
a role. 你负责在家，我出去服侍。
You look after the kids, I will go minister.
我说好，没问题。
And I'll say yes, fine.
那一天之后我就决定。我还是去服侍好了。
After trying that day, I'll say, okay, I'll go. I'll go.
后来我突然发现服侍是一个好快乐的事情。
And I'll say it's so easy to minister.
可以见到不同的人。
To see different people.
可以解决不同的麻烦。
To solve different problems.
但回到家里面
if you go home,
都是同一个麻烦。
It's the same problem.
所以我开始越来越可以体会太太在家里面的辛劳。
Now I can understand the difficulties as a wife in the home.
所以我一大早出去到晚上回来。
When I go out in ministry and then come back at late,
我绝对不会推迟所有从晚上到第二天早上的东西，我都来处理。
And then from the moment I'm at home to the next day, all night is my responsibility.
所以我跟孩子非常的亲。
So I'm very close to my kids.
但是我在白天非常的累。
And I'm very tired during the day.
但是再怎么累，我知道我马上回家看到我孩子的时候，我的那个兴奋，我再次能够支撑我继续的服侍。
No matter how tired I am, the moment I'm at home, that renew and renew me so that I can be motivated again.
所以有将近十年，我们是这样子把三个孩子带大。
So for 10 years, that's how we brought up our kids.
我们没有假手别人来帮我们。
We didn't ask people to help us.
很多人都说，哎，你要不要找一个佣人来帮忙
？Some people say, oh, do you want to get a babysitter or extra helper?
我就跟他们说，我就是那个佣人。
And I say I'm the servant.
而且我非常乐意。
And I am pleasantly happily doing it.
因为他们才这么小，突然十年，他们变那么大的时候，他们这十年里面有没有我们共同的记忆
？So they grow up actually really quickly within these 10 years. Do they share a memory with me?
你只有那关键的十年可以栽种在他们生命里面，你要不要能够把筹码放在他们里面
？There's only that key 10 years only, and are you having that influence with them?
你想不想要正确的代表父神在他们生命里面，以至于他们遇到权柄的时候不是害怕，而是非常的愿意？
Can you represent the Heavenly Father well to them so that they are not afraid of people of authority?
在他们小的时候，他们所经历的文化就会成为他们长大之后的文化。
The culture that they are experiencing as a child growing up will be the culture that they know of.
他们敢冒险，他们敢哭泣，他们敢所有的喜怒哀乐在父母亲的面前，而没有任何隐藏的话。
And can there be nothing hidden? Can they reveal their emotions? Can they be sad? Can they be courageous and take adventures?
因为他不会害怕父母亲，而是他知道父母亲是他们的朋友。
That they are not afraid of their parents, rather they know the parents are for them, are their friends.
你知道女儿跟儿子的养法是不一样的。
You know, upbringing a daughter and a son is very different.
小时候女儿就把她捧得像公主一样。
And our daughters are like little princesses.
所有迪士尼的各样公主的衣服他们都有。
All the princesses' dresses they have.
曾经还有一年，他们很小时候带他们去到迪士尼。你一看到那个城堡的时候
，One day I took them to Disney and they saw the castle.
他拍着我说 ：“Daddy， 我们回家了。
”They are Dad, let's go home to the castle.
所以从小就告诉他们说：“你是公主。
”I tell them you're princess.
你是被宝贝的。
You are precious.
你要宝贝你自己。
You must take precious of yourself.
因为我们是这样宝贝你的。
Because I value you.
儿子的带法不一样哦。
Oh, sounds very different.
从小就带他去踢球。
Take him to sports.
带他去打球。
Play ball, sports.
然后他不高兴的时候
，If he's angry.
我们说在篮球场上不可以有哭。
They say don't cry in the basketball field.
不可以生气。
Don't be angry.
他投不进。
He couldn't get it in.
我不玩了。
I don't want to play.
好，你不玩吗
？You don't want to play.
那我也不玩喽。
Then I won't play.
好了，我还是玩一下好了。
Oh, I want to play.
当我不要陪他玩的时候
When I don't want to play with him
他就觉得无聊
He thinks it's boring
因为在他小的时候他需要爸爸
Because when he's young, he needs dad.
如果爸爸在那个时候愿意陪他玩
If the dad is willing to play in that moment,
他一辈子都知道他爸爸是陪他的
He will know that his dad is always there for him.
这是我准备要飞出来之前
And today, this time on my trip,
他刚过11岁的生日
He just has his 11th birthday.
我永远不把我的服饰排在他的生日
And I always make sure I don't serve
his birthday. 他们三个的生日，我一定在家里面陪伴他们
Three of their birthdays, I will always be there with them.
我就问他说，今年有什么愿望
I asked him, what's your wish?
他说我已经不晓得有什么愿望。
He said, I don't know if I have any more wish.
因为我在这个家实在太幸福。
Because I'm so happy in this family.
我不知道我还能够要什么。
I don't know what else can I want.
我说一定要要一个。
You must have something.
他就说那我可以要 NBA 2K24 吗？
Oh, I don't know what that is. NBA.
That's an NBA game.
Okay.
Xbox. PlayStation. PlayStation.
PlayStation for NBA.
Okay. Yeah.我说 ，Of course, buy it.
I said, Of course, buy it. 当然买。
You are worth it.
你是配得的。
你是配得的。
You're worth it.
直接买吧。
Buy it.
他到现在还舍不得买。
Oh, he still wants to buy it.
你知道，当你这么慷慨对他的时候
，Because you're so generous to him,
他就开始会好好管理他自己的钱。
He will start to manage his money well.
他知道他从来不会缺乏。
He knows he's never in lack.
但是他会开始计较，这个其实有点贵。
And he will start to think, oh, that's a bit expensive.
哦，你不要买这个太贵了啦。
Oh, don't buy that's too expensive.
我说，为了你，我就要买贵的。
And I said, because of you, I'll buy the expensive one.
但我自己用便宜的。
But I will use the cheap one.
你要用贵的。
You'll use the expensive one.
他从小就知道我是对他这样的爱。
And he understands that's my love to him.
当天他说 ，Daddy， 你可以陪我打球吗
？So on his birthday, he said, "Daddy, can you play basketball with me?"
我说我早上才拉到腰才拉伤。
He said, "I just injured my back this morning."
但是今天你生日。
But today is your birthday.
So birthday boy, let's play.
Your birthday boy, let's play.
我绑着束腰。
I have my wrist protection.
带他去打篮球。
Play basketball with him.
我们看到了。刚好篮球场上面有一群人在打
And we see someone playing there
年纪都比他大
They're older than him
还比我高
And taller than me
他从来没有跟他同学以外的人打篮球
He never played with someone that's not his classmates before
他在学校是最厉害的
He's the best in his school
他们是公认最厉害的
He's the well-known one
因为从小就训练他所有的基本动作
Because I trained all his like basic skills
但是他一直不敢跨出去跟别人打
But he's never courage enough to step out to play with others
走了我们试试看
I say, come on, let's try it.
不要啦
He's like, no.
我们试一次嘛
Let's try once.
然后我就跟他们说，哎，我可以报队吗
？And I say, hey,
他就躲得更远。
Can we play? He ran away.
然后他们说好了之后
，When they say yes,
他一开始玩的时候还不脱外套。
When he play, he still wears his jacket.
然后呢，一开始的时候他防守完全防不了，因为人都高他一两个头以上。
When at first when playing, he couldn't guard because everyone's like way taller than him.
他就玩得很无聊。
So he's like very bored.
他就觉得说我没有办法投进。
He's like I can't put effort into it.
我就一直传球给他。
I keep passing the ball to him.
叫他跑。
I said run.
然后他一给我。
And he gives it back to me.
我就得分。
And I will score.
然后我很努力。
I really work really hard.
一直得分。
I keep scoring.
因为他生日的时候不能输。
Because it's his birthday.
因为他非常在乎。在乎有没有赢
He really cares about winning.
结果我们第一场输了
Oh, but we lost the first game.
你知道比数是什么吗
You know what the score is?
10-3
10-3
我们只有三分
We only got 3
他非常非常 frustrated.
He was so frustrated.
我就拍拍他说
Hey, I tap on him.
第一次嘛
It's the first time.
我们先休息一下
Let's have a take a break.
我那时候好喘
Puffing.
然后说我们再等一下
Let's wait a bit.
他说我们回家吧
I was like, let's go home.
我说今天是你的生日。
No, today's your birthday.
我们不会这样回家。
We won't go home.
我就跟那个队说，我们可以再报一次队吗
？And I tell the team again, can we play again?
他们的旁边同学还在笑说，你们一定可以赢他们的啦。
And their friends was like, yeah, you're gonna win.
你看那个小孩那么小。
The kid is so small.
一定可以，你们一定会打败他们。
Oh, you'll definitely win.
我就这样听着他们讲。
That's what they how they judge us.
神。
And I was like, wait and see.
今天是我儿子的生日。
Today is my son's birthday.
我要送一个他从来没有得过的礼物。
I want to give him a present he never received.
是他生命第一次跟外面的人打。
It's his first time playing with someone.
而且全部都不是小学生，全部是国高中生。
Someone else way older than him, not primary school.
我要赢这场比赛。
And I must win for him.
我们照样上去。
So I went up to the court.
一开始还是有点卡。
At first, it's still a bit
struggle. 我的脚已经跟不上我的脚。
My leg is not.
我的腰已经感觉到非常的痛了。
And I can feel the pain in my back.
但那个时候，他看到我这么努力。
And then my son see how great effort I'm
我就跟他说，弟弟，如果你再不帮我的话，我没有办法了。
And I was like, hey bro, if you're not helping, I can't do this anymore.
你需要动你的腿开始跑。
You have to start running too.
我叫的时候，你就开始往空档跑。
If I start calling, you must run.
他就说好。
He's like, okay.
所以他就没有愣在那边了。
So he's not standing there.
我说跑，他马上就切到空档。
He started running.
球传给他。
I give the ball to him.
他就投进。
And he scores.
球传给他。
I get pass the ball.
他又投进。
He scores.
这时候他笑容开始笑起来了。
He starts to smile.
然后他把球一拿到手的时候，我马上去帮他挡卡位。
And then once he got the ball, I went and blocked for him.
他就一切过去的时候呢，我就转过来，我就空。
And then once he go past me, I'm available. 所以
当他冲到前面的时候，那个人比他那么高，这样罩住他的时候，他把球一给我，我就 ，Yeah.
Even though he's got it with someone so tall, passing him, and I'll go, but I didn't score.
那一场10-6，我们赢了。
Well, then that game it was 10-6, we won.
旁边他们的同学笑他们笑到爆。
Oh no, his friends were making fun of them because they lost.
对，笑他们。说一个小学生你都打不过。
A primary school, you lost to a primary school kid.
那时候我摸着我的腰。
I was touching my waist.
我说儿子，我们走。
I was like, let's go, son.
因为我不能再打第三场。
Because I can't play the third time.
因为我想第三场应该不会赢了。
I was like, the third time we will definitely lose.
建好，赶快收。
It was good. Let's run.
那天回到家里。
Like we go home.
我的儿子第一件事就跑到妈妈面前。
My son, the first thing he does is to come to his mom.
讲了一个钟头。
He told her the story for 1 hour, every detail.
到了晚上
at night,
我们要在切蛋糕的时候
we're cutting the cake.
他又再跟我讲说，对对，你跟妈妈讲，我们今天发生什么事情。
He's like, Dada, tell mom what happened today.
我说，哎，那你不是有讲过了吗？
I was like, oh, I thought you said it already.
他说，你讲比较不一样。
You said it's different.
所以我再讲一遍。
So I said it again.
我把所有的这个。所有的厉害或者所有的 这么棒都说因为他。
I keep saying, oh, this is amazing. We're so great. It's all because of him.
我的儿子笑到那个满意成就感全然的就是表现在他脸上。
You can see his face. He's glowing with satisfaction and joy.
在晚上要睡觉前
then before sleeping,
他跑到我的旁边。
He comes to me.
他抱着我。
He hold on to me.
他说爹爹。
He said, Dada.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我说 I love you.
I said I love you.
Forever.
永远。
你跟儿子跟女儿都可以有一个特别的爱情。
You know, you can have a beautiful love between you and your son and your daughter.
这是神托付我们在他们十几二十年的中间我们必须要做的。
And this is what God entrusted us to do for this 10 or 20 years.
因为有一天他们将会属于别人。
Because one day they will belong to someone else.
因为当他结婚的时候他会跟另外一个人成为一体。
The moment that they marry, they will become one with another person.
我必须要在他跟别人在一起之前我需要把我所有生命倾倒在他们里面。
Before they belong to another person, I must give my child everything I have.
这是神托付父母的责任。
This is what God entrusted parents to do.
父母在那个最困难的时候不要放弃。
Parents, when it's the most difficult time, do not give up.
因为那个最困难的旷野不是你的拦阻。
Because the most challenging wilderness isn't a hindrance.
那最困难的旷野是你的祝福。
The hindrances, challenges are a blessing.
神要你学会什么叫做牺牲的爱。
God is teaching you how to give sacrificial love.
神会教会你什么叫做他无条件的爱。
God is teaching you what is His unconditional love.
当你投资在你的孩子身上。
When you invest in your children.
有一天他会回来转向你。
One day He will turn for you.
圣经上面说父转向子，子转向父。
And the Bible says the father turned to the son.
以至于咒诅就会完全的移除。
And then the curse will be removed.
而谁可以先转向？
Who can turn first?
一定是有爱的先转向。
Those who would love can turn first.
但是在他们还小的时候，你可以教导他们马上叫什么叫做爱吗？
If they're young, can you teach them what is love?
除非你要先做给他们看。
But first, you must demonstrate love.
作为一个领袖，你先做给他们看。
If you're a leader, demonstrate the love.
如果当你做给他们看的时候，有一天他就会照着做。
Demonstrate first, and one day they will follow you.
这就叫做文化。
And this is culture.
文化是一个 lifestyle.
Culture is a lifestyle.
你当你生活方式变成这样的时候，它就自然而然开始形塑。
When a lifestyle is natural, it will start to form a culture.
家庭不需要定一个家规才能够管理这个家庭。
A family isn't a set of family rules.
真正的家庭的规范是在你的心里面。
A true family rule is within your heart.
你想要这个家庭成为什么样子？
What do you imagine the family to be like?
你就要回推到你要成为什么样的人。
Then therefore go back to how what of a person you must become.
同样神的家也是一样。
Same goes to God's family.
神的家里面不需要定这么多的规则。
God's family doesn't need a lot of house rules.
通常我们都会说这是十诫。
They will say like, this is the Ten Commandments. This is rules.
这是利未人的规定。
This is Levite rules.
其实在旧约里面有六百多条的规定。
You know, there are 600 rules in the Old Testament.
那如果我们 always 把规条摆在前面。
But if we put forward rule first.
我们里面只会产生惧怕。
We will only create fear in us.
但是天父要耶稣来到这个世界上面。
But Heavenly Father brought Jesus onto the earth.
是把人拥抱回到天父的面前。
Embraces us to come back to the Heavenly Father.
所以耶稣说他是道路真理生命。
So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着他，没有人可以去到父那里。
If it did not come through him, who can go to God?
他不只是正确的代表父。
He not only represents God.
他直接成为那个道路。
He becomes the way.
他邀请你踩在他的父上的代价里面走到父的面前。
He's inviting you to walk on him the way towards the heavenly father.
没有一位神会做自让自己变成这样的卑微。
No other god is known for him to humble himself.
他在马槽里出生还不够卑微。
He was born in a manger and that's not humble enough.
他死在十字架上面还不够卑微。
He died on the cross for us, it's not humble enough.
他卑微到让我们每一天可以踩着他去到父那里。
He's humble to a point that every single day we can step on his way towards the heavenly father.
踩在他的肉，他的血上面。
He's inviting us to walk on the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
当你在领受圣餐的时候，你不是只是领受那个饼跟杯。
When you are receiving the Holy Communion, you're not just drinking a cup and a bread.
你每次在领受那个饼跟杯的时候，其实你是在踩在他的血。跟他付上鞭伤的代价里面。
Every time you're taking the communion, you are actually eating the cost, the price that he has paid.
走向天父。
Walking towards the heavenly father.
这一切都是恩典。
All this are grace.
没有一个是我们做出来的。
Nothing by our effort.
我们没有办法赚取这一切。
Nothing we earn.
我们也不配得这一切。
We are unworthy.
这就叫做恩典。
And this is grace.
叫做白白给我们的。
Freely given.
白白给我们的。
Freely given.
所以你一定要了解这个恩典。
So you must understand grace.
你才能够活在福音的里面。
So you can live in the gospel.
你不要只是嘴巴会说福音。
You can't just speak gospel.
很多时候我们想要传福音给别人。
A lot of times we want to share the gospel to people.
我们学了很多工具。
We have a lot of rules.
我们学了316。
We know 316。
罗马之路。
The path of Rome。
四律。
Four principles.
福音桥
the bridge, gospel bridge.
我们学了很多的方式
We have a lot of methods.
我们认为那样才能传福音
We know the knowledge to share the gospel.
福音是活在里面
Gospel is lived out.
你就会活出来
You lived it out.
活在福音的里面
You live in the gospel.
你就会活出来
You can live out gospel.
这是一个 lifestyle.
This is a lifestyle.
你周围的人就会感受到信心
People can feel your faith.
你周围的人就会感受到爱心
People can feel your love.
你周围的人就会有盼望
People can feel your hope.
它是可以感受的
They can feel it.
它是可以触摸的
They can touch it.
它不是一个口中所讲的知识
It's not a knowledge by words.
它是一个活出来的 lifestyle.
It's a living lifestyle.
这才叫做福音
This is gospel.
所以不要只会传福音
Don't just speak gospel.
却没有活出福音的样子
And not live gospel.
那么你再怎么传
Then no matter what you say,
也没有人会相信
No one will believe.
因为他看到你的生活形态
Because they see your lifestyle.
他就直接拒绝了这位神
And they refuse the God.
因为你没有正确代表神
Because you're not representing God well.
但是你每一天你选择走在耶稣所付上的代价
But every day, if you choose to walk on the price that Jesus paid,
你每一次踩在他的身体跟他的宝血上面的时候
Every day you step on his flesh and his blood,
你很难不敬畏他
You cannot help but fear him.
所以你很敬畏地走在他的生命所摆上的
Fearfully in your heart, you're stepping on what he paid for.
当你走到父面前的时候
And when you're in front of the heavenly father,
你所感受的一切全然都是爱
Everything you feel is His love.
没有任何的审判。
There's no judgment.
没有任何的怪罪。
No blaming.
因为耶稣基督已经付上代价。
Because Jesus already paid for it.
所以每一次每一天你走在这个道路上。
So every time when you are walking this path.
你才能够走到天父的面前。
You can then come before the Heavenly Father.
爱是有形有体的住在我们中间。
Love is flesh. He is a living being. He is among us.
从你的家庭开始。
From your family.
在神的家里面。
In God's family.
你一样要把这个爱传出去。
You must live out and give out the love.
这个爱不是因为我没成为小组长，所以我需要去做。
This love isn't because I'm a cell group leader. I must love.
或者我在教会比较久，所以我要做。
Or that I've been to church for so long, I must do it.
或者我才刚刚领受，我好好热情，我想要做。
Or that I'm a newly believer and I'm so passionate, so I will do it.
所有的爱都是一个回应。
No, all love is a response.
当你领受了。
When you receive,
你知道你踩的是他所付上的代价。
You know you're stepping on his price.
而这是唯一的道路可以去到天父那里。
This is the only path to him.
你开始会珍惜他所付上的代价。
You will value what he paid for.
你会朝着天父微笑。
And you will smile at the heavenly father.
你知道他会为你做所有的事。
You know he will accomplish everything.
这叫做信仰。
This is faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不要活在宗教的里。
Brothers and sisters, please don't live in religion.
因为2000年前，耶稣就是责骂宗教。
Because 2000 years ago, Jesus rebuked religion.
他就是斥责法利赛人。
He rebuked the Pharisees.
他们有很多的知识。
They have a lot of knowledge.
有很多的律法。
A lot of laws.
但是最重要的律法是爱。
But the most important rule is love.
耶稣说，总归所有的律法的话，就是尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The whole summary of the law is love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength.
其次也相仿。
And then the same,
要爱人如己。
To love others as yourself.
但是很多的时候，我们只遵循了这个大诫命。
A lot of times we just fulfill the law.
我觉得我要这样做，我才是一个爱主的人。
I must do this to prove that I love God.
而你没有去联系他给你的爱。
But you're not connected to the love that He has for you.
所以你拼命的做的时候，你就漏掉了所有你的爱。
So the more effort that you put in, you lose all the love.
我们每一个人生命里面都有破碎。
There's a lot of brokenness in all of our lives.
所以神的爱浇灌下来之后，一定会流掉。
So when God's love comes in, we will leak.
所以每一天你要把你这个破碎的器皿摆在泉水下面。
So every day we bring this broken vessel before the wellspring of love.
这就是圣灵的活水。
And that is the living water of the Holy Spirit.
当你仍然有破裂缝
，If you have holes,
但是你只要摆在泉水下面。
Inside and bring it inside the source of water.
从上面而来的活泉充满你到满溢出来。
The living water fills you into overflow.
即使你的裂缝会露出很多。
Even though if you have holes.
但是新的进来比你漏得更快。
But the new is so much more quicker than your leaking.
你自然就会感受到极大的被爱。
Then you will feel so loved.
你才有办法遵守大诫命。
Then you can fulfill the Ten Commandments.
大诫命不是一个律法。
The Ten Commandments isn't rules.
大诫命是一个邀请。
The Ten Commandments are an invitation.
邀请你要先进到天父的爱里面。
Inviting you to enter into Heavenly Father's love first.
你才可能去回应。
Then you can respond to Him.
所以如果你只是不断地强调你要怎么回应。
And if you keep emphasize on how you need to respond to God.
你不断地强调你要做什么做什么做什么做什么做什么才能够叫爱神。
You have to keep emphasize on what I need to do, what I must do to say I love God.
你的裂缝就越来越大越来越大越来越大越来越大。
The crack and the leaks are just bigger and bigger.
你给别人给到了，你家庭都破碎了。
You give it all that you get, and your house is all like you're all burned out.
你给了所有的人，其实都不喜欢你了。
And you give to a point that people don't even like you.
但是你还说，其实我这样很爱神。
And you say, I'm doing this for love of God.
真正的降服。
But true surrender
是承认自己不行。
Is admitting I cannot do it.
我如果不靠着神。
If I don't rely on God,
我连家庭都保不了。
I can't even sustain my family.
所以我要尽可能的在他的爱里面。
I must stay in His love.
不断的感受他的爱。
Continue to feel His love.
所以我才有爱能够给出去。
So then I can give out His love.
所以我们的爱是一个回应。
So my love is a response to His love.
而不是我努力要生出来的。
Not my effort and what I produce.
你努力的话，你又回到埃及的思想里面。
If I am efforting and producing,
你又想要靠你的双手创造一些事情。
With my own hands and effort,
你又以为你可以用你的劳力能够来换取这些东西。
With my own strength, I can exchange.
永远不要跟神换。
Do not go back and.
因为神已经把一切都给你了。
Because God has already given me everything.
没什么好换的。
There's nothing to exchange.
你只能回应。
You can only respond.
你只能回应。
You can only respond.
所以回到我们刚刚的经文。
Going back to the Bible verse.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来必须信有神。
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
他第一个赏赐给你的就是他的爱。
Firstly, He rewards you is His love.
他第一个赏赐的就是他的儿子。
The first reward is his son.
他再把他的灵交换给你。
He gives you his spirit.
他给了所有的赏赐。
He gives you rewards.
他岂不把其他一切都加给你吗？
Let alone everything else, wouldn't he give it to you as well?
他如果已经把他自己都全然给了你。
If he has given himself fully to you.
他岂不把所有都给你吗？
Wouldn't he give you everything else?
但是他要给你。
He wants to give it to you.
你敢不敢要？
Would you be able to handle it?
如果你不确定他会赏赐你。
If you're not sure that he is a rewarder,
你就没有把握你敢要。
That you are afraid to receive.
就像那一群以色列人在旷野里面一样。
Like the Israelites in the wilderness.
因为他们不敢要。
Because they're afraid to take.
他们就在旷野里面游走。
They stay in the wilderness.
直到下一个世代。
Until the next generation.
我们继续往看故事下去。
Let's continue and see what happens.
我们都知道有十二个探子。
We know there were 12 tribes.
当时摩西找他们出来。
Moses took out 12 spies.
在民数记第十三章第一节到第二节这边。
In Numbers chapter 13 here.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你打发人去窥探，跟你旁边人说窥探。”
Jesus said, Lord said to Moses, send men to explore. Say explore.
他讲到 explore 就是他需要去看见。
Exploring is to see.
他需要去摸到。
To touch.
他需要听见
，to hear，
他需要感受
，to feel，
他要他的人民去窥探
，he's asked the people to go explore。
窥探什么呢
？explore what？
窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地。
explore the land that God is giving to the Israelites。
请问迦南地赐了没
？Is the land given？
已经赐了。
It's giving。
但是那两百万人拿到了没
？Did they receive it？
为什么神赐了？人却拿不到。
Why is it that God has given yet that people haven't received?
今天你的银行里面有两千万。
If you have $2,100 in your bank,
你从来不去把它提出来。
If you never use it,
你只要签了你的名字，你就可以拿出来。
If you sign your name, you can get the money out.
但是你知道有。
You know you have it.
但是你不去拿。
But you don't get it.
等于没有。
It means you don't have it.
等于没有。
You don't have it.
明明是有。
You do have it,
但是你需要做一个动作
but you need to have action.
走到银行
walk to the bank,
拿出你的钱来
to get your money out.
但是你没有做这个动作
but without doing this,
你没有说这是我的
you didn't say this is mine.
这签了我的名
here's my name.
是我的
this is mine.
那么原先有的
even though you have it,
还是不是你的
it's still not yours.
所以我们看到他差派这群人去窥探迦南地
So Moses sent the people to go explore the land of Canaan.
而且耶和华要求摩西要每一个支派都要找一个做首领的。
And God has requested Moses to send one person per tribe.
所以十二个支派就有十二个首领。
So there were 12 tribes, so there were 12 spies.
所以这是十二个探子。
So there were 12 spies.
为什么要找首领？
Why are they picking leaders?
因为首领绝对是有知识的。
Because leaders have knowledge.
有能力的。
Have ability.
可以带领一个族群的。
Can lead a tribe.
他有不一样的眼界。
They have different,
他有不一样的心胸。
Heart, different, perspective.
他能够带领这么多人。
They can lead a group of people.
代表他生命是有经历的。
Because their life has experience.
神要那些有经历的人出来成为领袖。
God has called those who has experience to become leaders.
先去窥探他所赐给他的。
To go explore.
这群人的地。
The land that God wants to give to them.
因为神要给的永远超乎你所求所想。
God will always give beyond what you ask and seek.
如果不是领袖，没有眼界，没有心胸的话，他可能不敢要。
Because if it's not a leader, they don't have the perspective or the heart to able to receive.
他可能不够知识跟聪明，能够来处理接下来要发生的事情。
Because they don't probably not have the knowledge or the ability to handle the new challenge that they're about to face.
所以耶和华要摩西告诉这群人，你们要选出你们支派里面的领袖。
So God instructed Moses to bring out the leaders of each tribe.
所以我们知道神是要把迦南地赐给我们的。
Because we know this is God's heart that He wants to give the land to the people.
但今天听完这堂，我们要确认一下，我们拿到了吗
？But after the session, we must understand and ask ourselves, have we received?
我们继续这个故事，在民数记第十三章十七节到第二十节。
Let's continue to look.
摩西打发他们去窥探迦南地，说：“你们从南地上山地去看那地如何，其中所住的民是强还是弱。”是多还是少
So when Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, go up through Nivga and go into the hill country, see what the land is like, or whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many.
我们的神绝对不是一个打高炮的神。
Our God isn't like high up and not solid.
他不是总是跟我们讲天上飞的事情，然后我们没办法落地。
He's just not up in the air, but not practical.
他很清楚地告诉我们策略跟方法。
God is very clear with strategies and ways.
他先叫我们去窥探。
God firstly said, go explore.
要确定那是他已经赐的地。
Make sure that there's land.
然后怎么窥探？
And how to explore.
先确定他们的民是强还是弱。
Check out the people. Are they weak or strong?
是多还是少？
Are they few or are they many?
神总是可以用可衡量的东西要我们能够去判断事情。
God will give us measurable things so we can make discernment.
我们继续往下走。
Let's continue.
他自己说所住的地到底是好呢还是歹歹就是不好的意思。
What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or is it bad?
所住之处是营盘还是坚城？
What kind of town do they live in? Are they unwell or fortified?
营盘的意思就是这个军营。
Unwalled is like an army land, tents.
对, 对，然后坚城就是非常坚固的城堡。
Fortifies are like castles with strong stones walls.
神要这十二个探子去确认这个地方里面是不是有很多的军营，有很多的城堡。
So they want to send the explorers to check out, are they, do they have a lot of armies or do they have castles?
他又要看那个地图到底是肥美的还是瘠薄，就是 很丰盛还是种什么东西都不长不出来。
God asked them to check the soil. Is it fertile? Is it poor? That is it, when they plant trees, are they going to grow well or not grow well?
然后他说其中到底有没有树木，没有，你们要放开胆量。跟你旁边说放开胆量。
You have to be courageous. Do your best.
把那地的果子带下来。
To bring the fruit back.
你知道神为什么要吩咐我们要放开胆量？
Do you know what, why is God encouraging us to be courageous?
因为神给你的迦南地，你绝对不敢相信，因为那实在太美好。
Because the promised land that God wants to give you is so good, too good to be true.
如果你每一次求的东西都是你觉得只是你稍微拿不到，但是你容易。接下来可能可以拿得到。
If every time you ask God and pray for something that it's a little bit challenging but maybe reachable,
那就不是迦南地。
Then it's not the promised land.
迦南地是你要放开胆量的地方。
Promised land is the thing that you can go be strong and courageous.
那个丰盛到一个程度会让你吓到你走不出来。
Because you need courage to get what is so good. It's so good to point that you need courage to receive it.
所以才吩咐他们说要把那个地的果子带下来，因为那时候正是葡萄出熟的时候。
They've asked, God asked them to bring the fruit of the land because it's the season for the first ripe grapes.
神不是一个讲空想的神，他要实际让你看见那个里面的葡萄有多大。
God isn't high and unpractical. He's solid, and He said, "I want you to see how good and how big."
他的奖赏从来不是虚幻的，他是清清楚楚让你可以衡量的。
His rewards isn't high and understandable, but He is so concrete.
而我们看见，原来神赏赐的地其实是充满挑战的。
And we also see that the promise of God is also filled with challenges.
它跟旷野不一样咯。
It's different with wilderness.
旷野是充满了困难。
Wilderness, yes, there's challenge.
是要炼净思想的。
It's to renew our thinking.
但是迦南。
But Canaan.
充满了挑战。
Filled with challenge.
是要胜过的。
It's for us to overcome.
是要去打仗的。
It's to be in battle.
旷野神为你预备好一切。
Wilderness, God prepare everything.
进到迦南是你要手打下一切。
In the Canaan land, it's through your hands you fight and you win.
所以神说要我们去窥探，看看到底是什么。
God called us to explore, to see and check it out.
我还有一个非常短的影片，一分钟不到的，好不好？我们来照着这个影片来 follow 它里面的指示。
Let's look at the clip, a short clip.
This is an awareness test.How many times does the team in white pass the ball? If you answered 13 passes, you are correct. But did you see the moonwalking gorilla?
所以当我们在看一件事情的时候，
当我们在看一些事的时候，
如果我专
When we're looking at something
我们会很轻易的 miss 掉其他的事情。
We easily will miss something else。
当你，我不知道你有没有在马路上面试过，
I don't know if it ever happened to you on the road。
你说，啊，最近好像有蛮多的特斯拉。
I realized, oh, there's a lot of Teslas.
我要看看车上到底路上有多少的特斯拉。
I want to count how many Teslas on the road.
我就发现越数越多，越数越多，越数越多。
And the more you count, the more you realize they are.
但是当我没有注意到的时候，
But when I wasn't paying attention,
我从来不知道原来有这么多。
I didn't realize there were that many.
很多的时候你专注在什么事情上面之后，你就会把其他东西变成了次要。
A lot of times what you focus on, you will let others just pass.
你甚至是不会看见。
You will probably not even notice them.
所以神要我们去看迦南地的时候，
So when God called us to focus on the promised land,
他清楚告诉我们是神所赐的迦南地。
He said it's what God has given.
当我知道那是一个礼物是要给我的时候，
When I realize it's a gift given to me,
我会专注地看着这一个东西。
I will focus and I will see this gift.
而且神不只是要我们专注看这个东西。
Not only has God called us to be focused on the gift.
我们可以很确认刚刚所讲的每一个东西，它里面的土地一定是好的。
We realize that the land is good.
里面一定是有这些军营跟城堡。
We also realize that there are castles as well as armies.
土地一定是肥美的。
The land is fertile.
连葡萄都是要四个人才可以扛起一串的。
And even the grapes need four people to carry.
他要我们看见一件事情，就是迦南美地的好。
And what God is saying is see the good of the promised land.
他所赐的东西不是次等的。
What God wants to give to us is good, not bad.
不是所有人都可以得到的。
Not everyone can handle.
是只有给你的。
It's only for you.
那是超乎你所求所想的。
It's beyond what you imagine and seek.
当你如果定睛看着神所赐的东西，
When you are seeing what God wants to give to you,
你就会勇敢地往前走。
Then you will have courage to move forward.
你知道，当你知道神有这么多给我们的赏赐之后，
You know God has a lot that He wants to give to us.
神没有叫我们就是默想这个赏赐会发生在我们生命当中。
God didn't say, "Come and meditate the promise I want to give to you."
神其实教导我们去拿。
But what does God say? He said, "Go and take it."
去拿。
Go take.
你知道呼召是充满着呼召里面不是没有判断跟计算。
You know calling is not doesn't.It doesn't not have calculations.
神教导我们工头都要先计算过才能去盖房子。
God teaches us, builders, please calculate, plan, and then build.
所以神呼召我们不是叫我们搞不清楚状况，他会告诉我们所有要衡量的是什么。
So when God calls us to do something, it's not like we're so clueless and we don't know what we're doing, but he's so very clear.
所以今天你如果是商人或科学家或工程师，
So if you're scientists, engineers,
如果你是建筑师或媒体的工作者，
Architectures and medias.
如果你是音乐家、艺术家、牧师、传道人，
Musicians, pastors and artists.
神如果呼召你在这些位份上面，
If God has called you to these positions,
你不是默想，
You are not meditating.
你要亲自去到那个地，了解你要得的地是什么。
You must go into the field and explore and understand.
很多的年轻人总是觉得说，哦，神将来会大能的使用我。
A lot of young people say, "Yeah, God will use me greatly in the future."
你问他说怎么使用你？
He said, "God, how will God use you?"
不知道。
I don't know.
那你可以做什么？
What can you do?
不知道。
I don't know.
那你愿意做什么？
What are you willing to do?
不知道。
I don't know.
神呼召每一个人的时候，你清楚的会计算、衡量你。有些什么东西？
When God call you, it's very clearly that you will know what do you have and what can you do.
因为你清楚衡量过之后，你才知道什么叫全力以赴，什么叫只付了半一半的力量，什么叫做完全没付代价。
Unless you clearly know yourself, you are able to give all of yourself.
曾经过去有好多个年轻人来到我的面前问我一些事情，因为他知道我在带这些艺人小组。
A lot of young people come to me and chat with me because I know I minister to a lot of the celebrities.
因为这些年轻人都长得蛮帅的，蛮漂亮的，然后也蛮爱表演的。
So I have a lot of young people who are very handsome, very beautiful, and they love to perform as well.
他们知道只要跟我靠近，可能就可以跟这些艺人先靠近的话，可能就会有一些筹码让他可以进演艺圈。
So they're hoping that if they come close to me, they can therefore come close to other celebrities and maybe have a way to go into the field.
我就会问他们说，你会什么？
And I'll ask them, what do you know?
他说，我会跳一点舞。
Oh, I can dance a little bit.
我说跳给我看啊。
Oh, show me.
不要啦。
Ah, no, no, no.
我也会唱一点歌。
Oh, I can sing a bit.
唱。
Sing.
今天喉咙有点不舒服。
No, but I can't sing today.
那没关系，加入敬拜团，加入剧团，先在幕后开始往前做。
Okay, then join worship team, join the production team and drama teams, and start from the behind the stage and move your way up.
一半的年轻都没有加入。
Half of them didn't even join.
另外一半，一年之后都找不到。
Half of them joined, but then disappeared after a year.
因为他们想说，我是要来表演，结果在后面搬道具。
And they would think like, I want to be on the stage, but I'm carrying props.
但你知道，每一个可以在舞台上表演的人都在下面搬过道具。
But they didn't know that all our own stage started with moving props.
生命的每一个阶段都要去经历。
Every stages of life we must experience.
不要说哦，曾经有先知为我按手祷告，告诉我说有一天我会站在雪梨的这个歌剧院里面唱歌。今天喉咙不太好。
We can't have one person that says, oh, the most famous prophet pray and prophesy over me that one day I'm going to sing in front of the opera house.
那你今天应该先Good. 好，那你应该先在这个地方试试看你有没有办法带100多人到200人的敬拜。
But what about starting here on this stage? Can you lead worship of 200 people?
如果你连一两百人都没有办法带敬拜的话，你如何可以想象有一天你站在那边的时候你不会紧张跟害怕？
You can't even lead worship in front of 200 people. How can you one day stand in front of the opera house with thousands of people and not get nervous?
生命是不断征战得胜之后产生经验，再征战，再得胜，再征战，再得胜。
Life is a stage of growing and maturing and overcoming in each different stages.
迦南地跟埃及不一样了。
Land of Canaan is different with land of wilderness.
迦南地跟旷野也不一样了。
Land of Canaan is different with wilderness.
迦南地是必须要不断的征战得胜的地方。
In the land of Canaan, there must be battles and overcoming.
到今天的以色列
，Even until Israel now,
仍然在征战。
They're still in battles.
圣经上面讲，在旧约里面就讲了。
In the Old Testament, it says,
神总是会留下一些族在以色列的地图上。
God will keep few people in other tribes in the land of Israel.
旧约说，因为要训练他们的下一代，仍然能够征战。
So that in the Bible it says to train up the next generation so they know how to battle.
原来信仰在安逸的里面是不会成熟的。
Also, then we realize that faith in a stable environment will not mature.
原来信仰是在革命的情感的里面、征战的里面才能够得胜的。
We realize that faith in a battle and overcoming that we mature and grow.
它不是靠一个梦想就可以往前走的。
It's not just a dream that we can move forward to.
它是逐梦要踏实的。
It is yes, building dream, but then practically moving forward.
所以我们有梦想非常好。
Yes, it's good to have dreams.
因为神总是会给我们非常大的梦想。
Because God will give us tremendous dreams.
但是有没有发现，每一次先知为你祷告完之后，你会觉得非常的棒？
And have you realized that a lot of times prophecy come to you and people pray prophetic words?
但你不知道现在这个地方怎么样走进那个 prophecy.
You forget now, but you don't know how to enter what was prophesied to you.
所以很多的人都只是在里面梦想。
And they're dreaming and where they are at.
没有转向那个 prophecy, 用力的往前走进去。
They never turn towards the prophetic word and then with their effort move forward towards the word.
迦南地是打下来的。
Promised land is a land of battle.
是神所赐的。
It's given by God, yes.
已经写了你的名字。
It has your name written on it.
但是你要把它打下来。
But you must battle and win over it.
因为万军之耶和华是你的元帅。
Because God of the heavens is your general.
他不是叫你去打，他没有打。
He isn't say you go fight, but he doesn't go with you.
他是站在前面，你跟着他去打。
He is in front at the battle line with you.
很多的时候，我们把耶稣想的就是那个图画像里面抱着小羊，然后头发长长的这样 ，man.
A lot of times we picture Jesus. He's like the gentle one with the long hair, holding a lamb.
哦，感觉耶稣非常非常的女性化。
Jesus is almost very feminine.
但你有没有记得曾经在？店的外面有卖一堆的这些羊啊、牲畜啊这些的。
Have you remember in the Bible it says Jesus was in front of the temple and there were a lot of people selling lambs and different things?
耶稣走到那个地方的时候，你从来没有看过新约里面记载过耶稣有这么生气过。
Have you ever read that Jesus walked to the temple and we've never seen Jesus so mad?
他卷起他的袖子。
He pulled out his sleeves.
他就把那一些摆这些生物的这个桌子。
There was a table that's selling all these things.
他就把它翻开。
He's flipping it.
怎么可以在我父的殿？
How dare you in my father's house?
做这些买卖的事情
Selling all these things.
你要知道，当时候的木头绝对都是实木的。
You must realize those times the tables are solid wood.
不是我们现在买的很多的里面其实都是假的东西。
You know, nowadays a lot of tables are fake wood. It's like fake.
当时候的木头一定很重。
You know, those tables are very heavy.
耶稣把它翻作病斗啦。
Jesus, flip it.
他翻过去之后，他说：“岂可在我父的殿？”那时候耶稣很闷。
Jesus was like, flip the table. It's like, how dare you?
And then he's like, 超帅的男人。
Jesus is so handsome. What a man.
Superhero.
Superhero.
所以你相信的耶稣不是一个很女性化的耶稣。
And Jesus is not very girly.
你相信的是一个非常壮硕的耶稣。
Jesus is very strong.
因为他的爸爸是木匠。
Because his dad is a carpenter.
当时的木匠不是在弄桌椅。
The carpenters those times are not just making chairs and tables.
当时候的木匠就是在盖房子。
The carpenters that time are building houses.
他从小跟着他的爸爸约瑟在盖房子。
So Jesus growing up with his father Joseph building houses.
所以他对木头非常清楚。
He very knowledgeable with wood.
他一看到那个实木的木头，他知道要用多少的力量。
When he sees the solid table, he knows how much strength he required to flip it.
他知道不能客气。
He knows he doesn't need to hold back.
翻掉那个桌子。
He walked up to the table and he flipped it.
我们的耶稣
，Our Jesus
是有能力的耶稣
，is powerful.
我们的耶稣
，Our Jesus
是一个男人
，is a man.
他是可以扛起一切的男人。
He can take up responsibility.
他是有责任感的男人。
He has the shoulder.
他是可以看见未来的男人。
He can see the future.
他是可以引领整个世代走进天父心意的男人。
He's the man that can lead the whole generation into the heart of the Father.
我们回到故事。
Let's go back to the story.
到民数记第十三章第二十五节到第二十九节。
So Numbers chapter 13:25-27.
过了四十天。他们窥探那地才回来，我先念完好了。他们窥探那地才回来，到了巴兰旷野的加迪斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看。
At the end of 40 days, they return from exploring the land. They come back to Moses, Aaron, and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land.
很多人说四十天是一个习惯可以转换的。
So a lot of people say 40 days is like a cycle or a new season.
所以我们如果要把坏的习惯改掉，我们需要40天。
Oh, we need 40 days to change a habit.
我们需要一个40天，我们才办法再建立一个新的习惯。
We need 40 days until we can build up a new habit.
而这一群12个探子在里面40天。
So the spies were there 40 days.
它里面的整个的核心信念会做了一个改变。
So they have a shift of mindset.
要不是他就是听神的话，知道绝对要得着这地。
Maybe they're changing. Either they will believe in God and say, "Yes, we must take the land."
要不是这四十天，他的心已经全然的消化。
Or maybe during the 40 days, he lost all the faith.
一种叫做信心
，one is faith.
一种就叫做恐惧
，one is fear.
在这四十天的里面，看到极美好的东西。
In the 40 days, they see all these wonderful things.
你只会产生这两种情绪。
You will only have two emotions.
一种是信心
，one is faith.
一种是恐惧
One is fear.
如果今天神突然有一个人告诉你说、欸、神告诉我说要祝福你一个有一栋房子要给你
If one day、someone comes to you and say like, God want to bless you a house
你心想说神能够给我多大的房子
You might say, oh, what kind of house will God give me?
结果你被开车 开到那个门口的时候你发现铁门打开来里面还有一堆的庄园
And then someone brought you to the house, and then you arrive at the door. It's like the gate open. It's a massive garden.
开了二十分钟，最后终于到你的到了门口。
Took 20 minutes of ride, and then finally you arrive the house.
那个门有三层楼那么高。
And the house is 3-story high.
你一走过去的时候
，You enter.
门就这样开了。
And the door open.
你一走进去
，You enter in.
走了五分钟
，5 minutes of walking.
哎，到底客厅在哪里啊
？Where's the living room?
你现在只是在玄关而已。
You're just at the entrance.
再走五分钟。
You have five more minutes.
哇，终于走到客厅了。
Oh, I finally arrive in the living room.
哇，这个客厅怎么大成这个样子
？Oh, the room is humongous.
然后你说，这真的可能吗
？Is that even possible?
真的可能吗
？Is that possible?
我在做梦吗
？Am I dreaming?
这要给我的吗？
Is this for me?
不可能。
Ah, no, it's ridiculous.
有一种人。
Another person.
真的给我的吗？
Really, it's for me?
耶稣。
Jesus.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
但是有一种人。
But another people.
他不只说不可能。
They don't say impossible.
他说一定有计谋。
Oh, there must be evil scheme behind this.
应该会发生一些事情。
Something bad's about to happen.
我不敢。
I'm too afraid.
你确定是你要给我的？
Are you for me?
你确定你没有什么想法？
Are you sure you don't have some weird scheme?
我还是回去想想看。
No, I'll think about it.
只有两种人。
There's two types of people.
在四十天的里面。
Within that 40 days.
会查验里面到底发生什么事情。
We'll see what's inside.
神要这十二个人都要看窥探。
God invited these 12 spies to explore.
十二个人看的都是一样的东西。
The 12 people saw the same thing.
四十天之后产生两种情绪。
Yet within 40 days, there were two each emotions.
我们继续读下去。
Let's continue to read.
下一节。又告诉摩西说：“我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。”
They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us. It does flow with honey, milk and honey. Here is the fruit.
什么是流奶与蜜？
What is the milk and honey?
奶是动物界里面的精华。
Milk is the precious essence of animals.
我听说在澳洲的羊奶。牛奶都是最好的。
I heard that in Australia, the cow and the sheep, the goats have the best milk.
然后呢，蜜是什么？
What is honey?
蜜是昆虫界的精华。
Honey is the treasure essence from the bug species.
我听说澳洲有最好的蜂胶。
And I remember Australia has Moruka honey. Oh, no, 蜂胶。
牧师昨天给了我一瓶。
A pastor gave me one.
我这你知道我讲到很容易会大叫。
You know that how I like to scream.
喉咙有时候就会沙哑。
And oftentimes I lose my voice.
为了我可以顺利讲完这六堂。
To make sure I can finish my preaching.
我一直在喷蜂胶。
I've also taking this as well.
我没有代言这个品牌。
I'm not selling this.
我没有收取任何的。
I'm not getting profit from it.
所以你知道你神告诉你是一个动物界的精华跟昆虫界的精华所处之地。
So God said it's a place abundance of treasure from the animal kingdom as well as the insect kingdom.
神当时讲的好像就是澳洲啊。
Oh, it sounds like God's describing Australia.
就是流奶与蜜之地。
The land flowing with milk and honey.
那里面的果实带回来的都是极巨大的葡萄。
The fruits that was like humongous grapes.
我们继续往下看。
Let's continue to look.
然而住那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人、亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河旁。
But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified with, and very large. We even saw descendants of Anakites there, and Amalekites live in the Negev, and Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan.
四十天，他们看到了极美好的东西。
They, for 40 days, they see wonderful things.
他们也看到极大的挑战。
They also see great challenges.
这个时候就在测验他们看他们的神是什么样的神。
This is a test to see how they see God.
他们知道神要赐给他们。
They know God wants to give it to them.
他看到这一切的丰盛。
They see all these abundance.
他们超级想要。
They do want it.
但是他们清楚的细数到底有多少种人在里面。
But they've also very clear to see all these enemies.
他知道这一群都叫做巨人。
They all know that these are giants.
这个巨大到一个程度。是他们没有办法打倒的。
These giants are impossible for them to overcome.
这个时候，他们的眼睛看的是什么
？So then, this is now where they are looking at.
我们刚刚做了 awareness test.
We did the awareness test earlier.
我们看什么时候，我们就会忽略另外一个地方。
When we are paying attention to something, we ignore the others.
我们看看他们忽略了什么
？What did they ignore？
再往下走。
Continue.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。” 但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are.
当你面对挑战的时候，你在看什么，你的生命就会显现什么。
When we face a challenge, what do we focus on? It reveals what's in our heart.
这个加勒不是年轻人了。
You know, Caleb isn't young.
他四十年前就说他要进迦南地。
You know, 40 years ago, he already said, "I will enter into the promised land."
啊、哦，对不起，对不起，这个还没有到，这边才第一次 ，OK？ 哦、
oh, ，no,
所以、
sorry.
对，这个时候他还是年轻的时候。
So now he's young, yes.
他在摩西面前，他安抚百姓。
He comforted the people in front of Moses.
你知道一个真正的领袖
，You know, a true leader
是可以面对挑战
，can face a challenge.
他知道他可以得胜。
And I know that I can overcome.
他还回头安抚他的百姓。
He turns around and encouraged the people.
因为百姓其实看不清楚
前面的道路。Because the people cannot see properly.
百姓只能清楚看到领袖。
People can only see the leader.
所以领袖怎么面对环境
？So how does the leader respond?
百姓就会怎么面对环境。
The people will follow.
所以领袖看到环境的困难的时候，他不夸耀这个困难。
So if a leader sees a challenge and not praise the challenge,
他回头安抚百姓。
And turns around and comfort the people.
我记得，在我前十年牧养的时候，因为我是完全扎根性的牧养。
So 10 years ago, when I was pastoring, I really take root.
我从一开始训光牧师教给我70人，在第四年的时候，我已经牧养到400人。
So when Pastor Guangguang gave me pastoral people to care for, it started with 70 people. Within a few years, it went to 400 people.
我现在讲的是我一个人。
That's when I'm by myself.
牧养到四百人。
One person ministered to 400 people.
我每一天都在听最一堆困难的事情。
Every single day, I hear all these crazy stories.
我每一天都在听到有疾病发生。
I hear about illnesses all the time.
有人被 fire 掉。
Someone got fired.
有谁跟谁又不好。
Someone's not happy with someone.
然后呢，家庭又发生问题。
Some family has issues.
有人要离婚。
Someone want divorce.
我每一天就在听这些东西。
Every single day, I hear this.
但是实际上，有一阵子我在我自己家里边也发生了很多事情。
Actually, there was some period of time I was struggling in my own family.
他们从来不会 care 我家里发生什么事情。
But no one cares about what.
他们来到我面前只会讲他们家发生什么事情。
When they come to me, they only care about their problem.
好几次我在我面临极大压力崩溃的状态下面。
There were a lot of times I was on the borderline of burning out.
他们在讲跟我比起来非常小芝麻蒜皮之事。
And they're complaining to me something in comparison of what I'm facing something so little.
我没有办法告诉他们说，你知道吗？你现在面对的事情跟我现在面对的事情真是天壤之别。
And I can't say to them, you know what you're complaining to me about has nothing compared to what I'm facing right now.
你知道领袖很难把你的困难讲给他们听，因为他们会受不了。
You know, as leaders, it's really hard to share your difficulties with people under you because they can't handle it.
但是神为什么兴起你成为领袖？因为你可以面对困难，又回来安抚百姓。
Because why did God choose you to be leaders? Because you can handle the challenge and you can turn around and comfort the people.
所以作为领袖，你生命里面一定会面对非常多的压力。
So as leaders, you will face challenges and pressures.
但是有一天，他们会清楚知道，原来在那个时间点，他打电话来。打给我的时候，其实它造成我更大的麻烦。
Then one day they might not know then, but then one day they will realize them calling me in that moment when I was so difficult added so much more stress to me.
但是我从来都不会跟他们讲。
But I never tell them.
安抚他们呢
？I comfort them.
有一天，经过一两年之后
，One day maybe a few years later,
他们回来发现我那时候正在面对的困难。
They realize what challenges I was facing.
他们就决定要好好的跟随。
And they realized that, and then they decided to truly follow.
因为这才是能够跟随的领袖。
Because this is a leader that they can follow.
因为在自己最困难的时候，仍然能够帮助人。
And that when they are in their most challenged, difficult time, that they can turn around and help others.
他们会佩服。
They will respect.
他们会尊荣。
They will honor.
他们会尊重。
They will respect.
他们会知道。
They will know.
这样的领袖才是要跟随的领袖。
That this is a leader that they can truly follow.
所以加勒。
So Caleb.
他是在面对极大的困难的里面。
He is himself facing a big challenge.
他回来安抚这些百姓。
Yeah, he turns around and he comforts the people.
他说：“我们立刻上去得那地。”
He said, "Let's go up right now."
不要再想里面到底有多少的巨人。
Stop thinking and focusing on the giants.
想想那个葡萄有多大。
Let's just look at the grape, how big they are.
想想里面所有里面的一切的丰盛。
Like, let's think about all the abundance.
当你定睛在神所说的这一切上面
，If you're focusing on what God has promised,
你就会忽略那一群巨人。
Then you will ignore the giants.
但是有十个探子，他们一直看着定睛的是那一些巨人。
But there were 10 spies that were focused on the giants.
所以他们就选择忽略了神说这块地是要给他们的。
And so therefore they ignore what God has said.
即使那个奖赏祝福大的不得了。
Even though the promise is so big.
但是他所注目的，他就会把其他的拿掉。
Whatever they're focused on, they ignore.
他完全看不见神给他的祝福。
They completely ignore what God has promised.
他里面产生的就是惧怕。
There's only one thing in them that is fear.
但是加勒跟约书亚产生的是信心。
Yet Caleb and Joshua has faith.
如果我们用十二个人来算的话，其实只有两个是有信心的，表示我们在六分之一是有信心的。
So two out of the 12, and that is one-sixth of the population, of the group, of the team, has faith.
今天我们如果说我们在座所有的这些人，只有六分之一真正有信心要进迦南地。
So imagine like all of us, here 200 people, only one-sixth of us has the faith to enter the promised land.
六分之五都只想要在旷野。
And then five over six, the rest of us is only wanting to stay in the wilderness.
甚至他还想要回埃及。
And even wanting to go back to Egypt.
只有那六分之一说我们可以得着这地。
Only one sixth said we can do it.
你要听那六分之一的，还是要听那六分之五的？
Who will you listen to?
如果一个民主的国家会说少数要服从多数。
You know, some people would say, oh, the majority rules.
你知道电视常常做一些很好笑的一些 test。
You know, there's a lot of tests that's really funny on TVs.
他会告诉比如说这一群这个区块的人呢，等一下我们一分钟之后，所有人都站起来。
So they were like, for example, say, "Hey, as a group, and for 1 minute later, let's all stand up."
我们没有告诉牧师。
But we don't tell that one person.
然后下一分钟，我们所有人都站起来的时候。
And so that 1 minute, how everyone stand up.
牧师一个人坐在那边。
And only pastor
stand there. 他看看发生什么事情。
He'll turn around and look.
他要决定，我要是不是要站起来。
And he'll feel pressured. Oh, I must stand up.
所以会有一种群众效应。
There's a pressure from the crowd.
即使那件事情是错的哦。
Even if it's something wrong.
但是有一种群众效应，你会跟随错的事情。
You will, because of the pressure of the crowd, you will do what's wrong.
因为会有一种群众的压力在你的周围。
Because there's a pressure from the crowd.
你完全不知道为什么。
You don't even understand why.
但是你会跟着做。
But you will do it.
因为你怕别人会觉得你格格不入。
Because you're afraid of not fitting in.
你怕别人会觉得你很奇怪。
You're afraid that people will say you're strange.
但基督徒。
But Christians.
你就不属这世界。
You do not belong to the world.
你就是奇怪的人。
You are strange.
跟你旁边说，你就是奇怪的人。
Tell the person next to you, you are strange. You are strange.
跟另外一个旁边的人说，你很奇怪耶。
Tell the person next to you, you are strange.
这如果你都跟随着这个世界走的时候，
If you are following to the patterns of the world,
你会很轻易的跟着别人走，而不知道为什么要这样做。
You easily follow the crowd without knowing why.
甚至你里面都觉得这已经违背真理了，但是你还会跟着做。
Even inside of you, it's like calling out to say this is wrong and it's against the truth. You'd still do it.
但是神呼召了约书亚跟加勒，不要跟这一群人一起做。
But when God calls Joshua and Caleb, didn't follow the crowd.
而且你以为只是一比六吗？
Dude, is it just one out of six?
到最后变成一比两百万。
It becomes one out of 200,000.
两百万人。
The whole crowd.
Two million. Okay, 两百万人最后都不相信可以进去的。
Actually, 2,000 people. 2 million people doesn't believe God.
一比两百万。
One versus 2 million.
你觉得你还有办法在这个群体里面活吗
？Do you think you can live in this?
你还记得我在班上鸡腿的这件事情吗
？Do you remember my story of the chicken leg in the class?
你还记得后来便当被丢到垃圾桶里面吗
？You remember my lunch got thrown into the bin?
我不过是一比四十而已。
It was just me, 1 versus 40.
我已经感受到极大的压力。
And I feel so much pressure.
会不会有一天我们将要面对同样的状况
？One day, we will face the same challenge.
以利亚觉得他只有一个人要打所有巴黎的先知。
You know, Elijah, he felt like he alone is facing the hundreds of the false prophets.
他甚至到后来，他几乎焦虑到不行。
He was so anxious to a point he was almost burning out.
因为他发现他打赢了，结果他还是没赢。
He felt like he thought he won, but he didn't really win.
他被追杀。
He was being chased and pursued.Wanting to be killed.
他觉得没有人可以懂他。
He's running away.
他觉得做神的仆人实在太辛苦了。
So it's too hard to be a servant of God.
做这样领袖太辛苦了。
So hard to serve.
神怎么安慰他？
How did God comfort him?
神说：“我还为你留了七千个。”
God said, "I've kept 7,000 people."
有七千个是你不知道的。
7,000 people who serve me.
一直在末世预备许多的人，正在末世大战的时候被预备好。
God is preparing His people in the end times. He is preparing His people.
你不是孤单的。
You are not alone.
你绝对不是孤单的。
You are never alone.
虽然你会走得非常孤单。
You might feel alone.
你会要面对非常大的挑战。
You will face challenge.
这个挑战是你重新要检视你的信仰核心。
The challenge will force you to check the foundation of your faith.
你要重新思考你到底有没有跟这神有对价的关系。
You truly have to evaluate, do I truly connect with God?
你要重新的思考你是否愿意为这个神完全把你的生命都摆上。
You will evaluate and whether you can actually give all of yourself to God.
当你做了这个决定的时候，
But if you make that decision,
你不用害怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为神还会留七千个跟你一样的人。
Because God has kept 7,000 just like
you. 可能在你周围你没有看见。
Maybe you don't see them now.
但是神说他会留下。
But God said, I kept them.
他会留下。
I kept them.
而你会成为一个军队。
And you will be an army.
这一个军队。
This army.
好像一比两百万一样。
It's like one versus 2,000,000.
只有他们有信心，必定能够得着神已经赐的地。
Only they have the faith to receive what God has promised to give them.
所以昨天我们讲到埃及思想在旷野，他们就炼金之后，因为有一个世代他们没有经过埃及，所以他们后来相信了这两个领袖。
So the next generation who didn't go through Egypt and they rise up and they know and understand this and they enter the promised land with Caleb and Joshua.
今天我们每一个人普遍都不是全职在教会里面做传道人。
So majority of Christians were not full-time ministers in the church.
我刚刚有讲到很多的，比如说音乐人是或者是你是设计师，或者你是工程师，你是医师。
I've talked about a lot of people in different fields, like doctors or maybe musicians and artists.
可能你是商人啊，那你一样用这个方式，你要知道你要得的地到底是什么。
Well, even if you're a businessman, you can also know what the promised land of God is.
神呼召你这个角色，不是叫你只是在那边汗流满面才可以糊口。
God call you to that position isn't for you to toil and for your effort just to survive.
神如果呼召你在建筑业，你要翻转建筑业。
If God has called you into architect, then you are called to turn the world of architect upside down.
神呼召你在医护界，你要翻转医护界。
If God has called you to the medical field, turn the transform the medical field.
神如果呼召你在商业界，你要翻转商业界。
If God has called you to business, then change the business world.
你不是只是有一个工作来赚钱。
You're not just having a job to earn money.
你被呼召的是要改变你所处之地。
You are called to transform the place that you are in.
所以你一定要去窥探你所处地。所处之地到底长什么样子？
So you must explore the land that God has called you to be.
如果你没有走到那个山的山头，你不知道原来这一个山是被什么东西所控制。
So unless you reach the mountain top, you don't understand what is controlling or affecting this mountain.
2010年的时候，神要我们牧养演艺圈。
So in 2010, God called me to minister, pastor the celebrities.
2011年，神要我开始牧养所有的 CEO 跟这些商业领袖。
In 2011, God has called me to minister and pastor a lot of the CEO, the leaders of the companies.
我一直开始都跟神拔河，说我不要。
In the start beginning, I keep bargaining with God.
因为我觉得这群人真的很麻烦。
And I said, oh, they're so annoying.
但是神说了之后，他就开始把这群人全部聚在我的周围。
But once God spoken, He started to bring people around me.
到后来，我把这两个 group 还 mix 在一起，我们产生超大的力量。
And to a point that I even bring them together, and it was so powerful and influential.
我们可以改变整个台湾的风气。
We actually can shift the culture of Taiwan.
我们可以让明星讲出我们所要讲的东西。所以每一个礼拜我 disciple 他们的内容就在他们的 Facebook 跟 IG 上面就会出现。
And I can actually disciple the influencers and celebrities. Every week I preach disciple them, and then the next week they preach IG.
这一些艺人后面都有几十万跟几百万的人是他们的粉丝。
The every celebrities, they actually have millions of followers who are being influenced by them.
我在告诉他们，我们要改变世界。
I teach them to say, you must transform the world.
神不是要你在舞台上面红。
God doesn't call you to be yelling on the stage.
他是要你能够来代表他改变这个世界。
God has called you to go into the world and influence and impact the world.
所以他们开始在各个地方做见证。
So then in every field that they are in, they start to testify.
他们清楚让人家知道他们是基督徒。
They tell them openly, I'm Christian.
但是你知道对于这些艺人来讲是非常危险的。
You know, it's very dangerous for the celebrities to admit that.
因为当你承认你是一个宗教之后，其实其他宗教就会开始离你远去。
Because you know, when you admit that you're a Christian, all the other religion would target you.
但是你需要红的话，你需要所有的人都能够来跟着你。
But if you want to be successful in, as a celebrity, you want everyone to be friendly with you.
但是你生命真正有见证的时候呢，所有人因着你的信仰，他反而开始好奇。
But because you are open with your faith in Jesus, people are drawn to you. They want to know more.
我常常在艺人的演唱会里面，我坐在第一排。
So a lot of times at celebrity concerts, I'll be the first one on the road.
他们会在台上说，这就是我属灵的父亲。
And they will openly and say, "This is my spiritual father."
然后下面人听不懂什么叫属灵的父亲。
And all the audience they have no idea what that means.
他们就因为镜头一定会照到我。
And the camera will show people.
他们就看这么年轻，怎么会是他的父亲
？They will see he's oh he looks so young. How is he a father?
然后他们就会在他们的 IG 跟 Facebook 上面讲说，这是我属灵的父亲。
And then through their IG and Facebook, they will explain, "This is my spiritual father."
久了之后，我的粉丝也越来越多了。
And then my fan page increased a lot as well.
所以我在台北的街道上走一走，有人会说，牧师你好。
So I'll be like walking in the Taiwan street, and people say, "Oh, hi, Pastor."
我说，你好。
I was like, "Oh, hi."
哦，我们都有看过你。
Oh, I've seen you.
哦，你知道。那你不知道他到底在哪里看到你。
You don't know where he's seen me.
以前还要问清楚一点。
In the past, I might ask.
现在都不要问清楚了。
Don't ask now. I just say hi and then walk away.
改变世界不是一个容易的事情。
Changing the world isn't easy.
但改变世界也不是一个难的事情。
But changing the world isn't hard.
取决于你看什么。
Depending on what you're focusing on.
如果你看的是迦南地。
If you're focusing on the promised land.
那不过只是改一个。改变一个演艺圈而已。
Then it's just transforming the celebrity field.
对神来说很简单。
To God, it's easy.
改变整个华人，
很简单。Chinese, easy.
所以我们看见一件事情，你是否有信心去得地为业
？When we see the key is, do you have the faith to get the promised land?
最后我要用他最后的这个地方来结束，在民数记十三章第三十节到三十三节，我们不用看了，因为我怕会拖到时间。
Okay, lastly, we have a scripture. We're not going to read it.
因为同工刚刚已经举牌，告诉我剩三分钟了。
We're running out of time.
我想大家也肚子饿了。
If you were hungry.
所以你知道后来那另外那十个这个探子呢，最后说，你知道那一群人看我们跟我们看我们自己都像蚱蜢。
So the 10 spies who doesn't have faith says, "You know the giants? They look at us like grasshoppers."
你知道人面对困难拦阻大到一个程度的时候，会呈现真正的样子。
So when people face this challenge, they reveal their true self.
你现在都可以是一个好好先生，都可以是一个非常好的女人。
In a normal standard, you guys all look great, like nice person.
但是当你遇到极大的压力的时候，可能师母会变成母师。
Maybe if you're under massive pressure, even our beautiful pastor will become like a lion.
完全生命就在面对压力的时候，全然的呈现你真正的样子。
Under tremendous pressure, your true self will be revealed.
所以当这十个他们说出真实的样子，他说原来我其实看我自己都像蚱蜢。
So under massive pressure, the people said, "I actually see myself as grasshoppers."
他先这样看自己之后，他就开始假设这些巨人看他也会是蚱蜢。
Because I view myself as grasshoppers, I think that giants view me as grasshoppers too.
这就是为什么自我形象这么重要，因为当你怎么看你自己的时候，别人就会开始这样看你。
That's why self-image is so important because the way you view yourself, others will start to view you the same.
当你觉得你需要脱一些衣服来吸引别人的时候，你吸引到的就是苍蝇。
If you feel like you need to take off your clothes and show a lot of your flesh to attract people, you will attract flies.
你知道你到底在想什么，你认知什么，就造成了别人怎么看你。
What you think and what you think is true will cause people to view you that way too.
所以当他们认知他们是蚱蜢的时候，他们真的变成了蚱蜢。
So they view themselves as grasshoppers, and they cause others to view them as grasshoppers.
当时全以色列人民有200万只的蚱蜢，只有两个是人。
So there were 2 million of grasshoppers, only 2 humans.
他们认知他们是蚱蜢。
They view themselves as grasshoppers.
但是神说，我们是按照他的形象跟样式所造的。
But God says we are created in His image.
但是这200万人认为他们是按照蚱蜢的形象跟样式所造的。
But the 2 million views say I am created in the image of grasshoppers.
原来压力一来的时候，你就知道你是人还是蚱蜢。
Oh, so under pressure, you will realize actually, are you a human or a grasshopper?
所以神摆了许多的压力、困难在我们前面，是要看清楚你是谁。
God a lot of times put a lot of challenges and stress in front of us to reveal who we truly are.
我到底真的是神的儿子，我还是蚱蜢？
Am I truly the son of God or am I a grasshopper?
所以你跟神说，神，让挑战来吧。
You can say to God, God, let the challenge come.
我要面对挑战。
I want to face challenges.
我要最后从蚱蜢变回人。
I want to turn from grasshoppers to men.
哦，不是青蛙变王子。
Not frog into prince.
好，是蚱蜢变回人。
But grasshoppers to humans.
我要在困难的里面重新认知我是神的儿子。
I want to face the challenges and realize again.
我在困难里面重新站起来说，我是神的儿子，我可以承接产业。
And face the challenges to rise up to say, I am the son of God, I can receive inheritance.
而当我走在这样的信心的里面的时候，
And when I walk into this faith,
我就会得地为业。
I will receive inheritance.
我不是告诉你得地为业开始之后你就再也不用征战了。
It's not like once you receive inheritance, you don't have to battle anymore.
而是一个成熟神的儿子，他永远都在征战。
But a mature son of God is constantly in battle.
他不断地拿回父亲本来要给我们的东西。
He's coming and overcoming and receiving back what God has promised us to give.
魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子一样，遍地游走，他偷窃、杀害、毁坏我们的生命。
The devil is like a lion going around, and he's to kill, steal, and destroy.
你千万不要以为你要去打属灵征战，你才会被偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Don't feel like you have to go into a spiritual battle to be killed, steal, and destroyed.
他是遍地游走的狮子，他随时看到可以吞，他就吃了。
It's the devil just going around randomly whenever he sees an opportunity to kill, steal, destroy, he'll do it.
会属灵征战的人至少还会抵挡一下。
Those who have spiritual battle, at least they will fight.
不会属灵征战的人直接就被吃掉了。
Those who don't know spiritual battle just got eaten.
所以你千万不要害怕征战。
So don't be afraid of battles.
你越害怕征战，你就已经被吃掉了。
The more you're afraid of battles, you already got eaten.
神国已经没有影响力了。
You have no influence in God's kingdom.
你更不要说你可以带着神国来改变世界。
Let alone being a leader and an impact and influencer.
那么你没有承受神的国。
Then you have not inherit the kingdom of God.
真正要进到迦南地的人。
Those who truly enter the kingdom of God.
不断的征战。
Is facing battles.
神总是留下几族。
God will keep a few tribes.
让后代学习依靠耶和华。
So the past generations know how to trust God.
继续征战得胜。
To continue to win battles.
到今天的以色列仍然在面对。
The Israelites now also.
他们仍然在征战的里面。
Still facing battles.
他们在征战里面，他们在选择相信神。
In the battle, they have to choose to trust God.
有很多已经不相信神的。
A lot of them don't believe in God.
所以他们在演唱会的里面。
So that they're in concert.
在最重要的日子。在以色列最重要的新年的那个日子，节日的里面。
In the day of the Lord of the festival, holy.
他们在那边跳舞。
They were away from God dancing.
哈马斯突然进来，把他们全部杀。
And Hamas came and killed them.
全部抓走。
And kidnapped them.
神是不是在提醒
？Isn't God warning them?
不是你在迦南地，你就不用征战。
It's not like you're in the promised land. You will not see battle.
神仍然留着敌人，要你学习征战。
God kept your enemy so that you can grow to fight.
我们生命的每一个状况都要学习征战。
In our life, we must learn how to battle.
你要学习使用武器，我不是说真的武器啊。
You must learn how to use weapons, not real weapons.
你要开始拿起属灵的军装，所有的武器。
The spiritual armor of God and spiritual weapons.
你要训练自己，当你面对挑战的时候，你不是害怕退，而是你往前冲。
You must train yourself that when you face challenges, you are not withdrawing, but you are mighty to face.
输赢不是你决定的，输赢是他决定。
Winning and losing isn't up to you; it's really up to God.
当你知道他与你同在的时候
，If you know that He is with you,
冲进困难的里面
，You can run to the battlefield.
冲进拦阻的里面
，Run into the hindrances.
仿佛冲进暴风的里面一样
，Run into the storm.
而你知道，在暴风的席卷的里面，冲到月里面，那个暴风核心是最安静的地方。
You know, in the storm, the more center you run into it, it's actually the greatest peace.
如果你还一直在被旋转旋转的时候，表示你还没进到中心。
If you're still in the chaos, it's not. It's because you haven't.
真正进到中心里面。
You haven't moved in enough.
当你到那边的时候，你就平静安稳了。
When you're in the center, you receive peace.
你的敬拜就知道这位神掌权。
And when you worship, you will realize He is reigning.
在暴风里面的敬拜。
Worship in a storm
是真实的敬拜
is the real worship.
那个中心使你看见
That's the center that you see.
靠着神，凡事都能做
Through God, all is possible.
好吧，我们一起低头来祷告
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
在这两天的里面。
These two days.
你重新的更新我们的思想。
You're renewing our minds.
让我们的心打开来。
May our hearts be open.
领受你要给我们的祝福。
To receive the blessing that you want to give to us.
主，你说我们是神的儿女。
Father, you said we are your children.
我们不是奴仆。
We are not slaves.
我们不需要汗流满面才可以糊口。
We don't need to toil just to survive.
我们只要走进你的同在跟祝福的里面。
We just need to enter into your presence and blessing.
因此，我的眼目要定睛在迦南。
Therefore, I will set my eyes on you.
我定睛神所赐给我的地。
Set my eyes on the promised land.
即使要征战。
Even if I have to face battle.
我也要往前冲。
I will move forward.
我要得着神给我在我此生能够得着最大的祝福。
I will receive what God has promised me for my life.
以至于有一天我见到主的面的时候
So that one day when I see God face to face
神可以说我又忠心又良善的仆人
God can say to me Good, my good and faithful servant
今天我奉耶稣名祝福所有的弟兄姐妹
Therefore today in the name of Jesus I bless you all
成为那六分之一
to be that one sixth of the people with faith
是直接定睛在神所说的里面
The one who set their eyes on Jesus what he said
而不是眼前的巨人
Not the giants in front of them
我们需要窥探巨人
We will see the giants.
我们要知道巨人在做些什么。
We must understand what the giants are doing.
我们才有办法把它打掉。
So that we can win over them.
把巨人成为我们的食物。
So we can eat them for breakfast.
把它吃掉。
So we can eat them.
占领迦南。
We can overcome the land.
因为那是神所赐给我们。
Because it is His promise.
今天我们为我们前面的道路来祷告。
Today we pray for the path in front of us.
为着我们的家庭来祷告。
For our families.
为着我们的财务来祷告。
For our finances.
特别为我们的健康来祷告。
Especially our health.
所有的挑战不能拦住我们。
All the challenges cannot hinder us.
我们要来到耶稣基督面前，冲向暴风。
We'll come into the presence of Jesus. We'll run into the storm.
以至于进到中心的时候，找到那个真正的平安。
So that we can go into the center of the storm and find true peace in God.
今天奉耶稣名，让平安进到你里面。
In Jesus, I might bless you with peace.
让真正的平安进到你里面。
Let the truth peace come in.
Shalom, 进到你里面。
Let the shalom enter you.
进到你。
Enter you.
领受这位神所给你的祝福。
Receive what God has blessed you.
就是在今生今世，你会领受平安在你的里面。
And that is on here and now in this life, you will receive His peace.
因着他的刑罚，你要得着平安。
Of His wounds, we have peace.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you, God.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you, God.
让你的平安充满。
Let your peace fill us.
听我们这样的祷告
Hear our prayers
是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求
In Jesus' name
Amen
Amen,
Amen 感谢主